If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app. Get 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 10 for 10 on items like Lay's Stacks, Rice-A-Roni, and Sparkling Ice Sparkling Water for $1 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control, and the dunk! Oh, my!
Goodness gracious!
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
And a 3rd of June edition of the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Gary, Chuck, Yancey, we're in the studio. Took the Memorial week off, and now back in and ready to roll starting in June. Men, good to see you.
Can you believe it's June?
We're
already
here. Yeah.
I'm ready. It's getting football time. Although we're sitting here watching this NCAA tournament right now with LSU and North Carolina tied at 2. A lot of baseball on people's minds, but it's getting about football time, Chucky.
Well, yeah.
Especially at Ole Miss.
Yeah. Isn't it always football time, though?
Yeah.
I mean, it's always football.
It really is the way recruiting is now, and the NIL and transfer portal. I mean, it's always football.
But. Well, I think Ole Miss has picked up, what, 4 guys since we were last on the show.
Yeah.
Just speaking of the portal, then Deion Smith is eligible now, and Matthew Morrell's coming back. There's just, you know, it never ends these days.
We'll get into that discussion in the next segment. We'll just kind of do a little roundtable discussion of various things going on, and then scheduled around 6:30 to have Zach Berry from the Ole Miss Spirit talking more about different things. We'll tell you about First South Farm Credit, 100 years of experience supporting rural communities and agriculture. They'll guide you through that financial journey at First South Farm Credit. Your text messages at 426-1093. We have a couple of those. And including how many more spots do we have for the football team to offer along the way. So a lot of different things to get into in that regard. You can text message in again at 426-1093.
I don't think they count scholarships anymore. I really don't. You know, you're supposed to have 85 scholarships, but now with NIL, you can just give them a big NIL package to cover their school. And, you know, so how many spots do they have? There's the answer is unlimited.
Unlimited, right?
Basically.
How many can report in August, though? That's always a different number than
105.
105.
Yeah.
And then 120 once school starts.
But you know, with this new revenue sharing thing, there's some people telling me that they feel like there's not going to be any walk-ons anymore. That it's only going to be 85 scholarship players and no walk-ons.
How does that?
I don't know. I don't know. I questioned it when I was told that from somebody I really trust.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's sad.
Well, I mean, you're going to start seeing the fat cut, and I don't mean to put walk-ons as the fat, but you know what I'm saying, the fat cut off the mm-hmm. meat as there is revenue sharing. I mean, you have to cut budget somewhere.
I know, but man, that's always been such an avenue.
I know. I'm with you.
Kids that have a dream of being on a SEC team.
Sure.
How many times do you see them? I'm gray shirting. In other words, they're a preferred walk on or whatever. Excited for the fact that they have that opportunity.
Yeah. Now it's just a business.
Yeah.
It's just a business. That's all you can say. And if you don't like it being a business, then you can't be a college fan because that's what it is.
And what about special teams, right? That means you're going to have to be playing guys that could be important roles.
And I've even had the same fella tell me, he said, I'm just hoping they're going to keep it at 85. He said, they're talking about a pro model, 55 and then 20 on some kind of reserve or something. I mean,
so you'd have like a practice squad, so kind of like NFL.
Yeah,
it's revenue sharing. So I guess in their eyes, that the walk-on deserves as much revenue sharing as the scholarship player.
Yeah.
So I see what they're thinking. I don't like it, but that's where we're headed.
Yeah.
Five Things with Yancey, brought to you by Outback Steakhouse. Our friend Steve Grantham operates 9 of them in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah. Thought number one: the decision was made to keep Mike Bianco and his staff. I personally believe they made the right move. They have earned one more year to right the ship in this new NIL portal era. I do think, however, year 3 is enough time to know if they can make the adjustments or not. Thought number two, the move by Coach Bianco to add a pitching coach is the right one, in my opinion. This will allow Coach Lafferty to do what he does best, recruit, while helping with the catchers. It will also give Bianco a new set of eyes on his pitcher and give him more freedom to become the CEO. Thought number three, speaking of pitchers and catchers, the most important areas that need addressed this offseason is a catcher, shortstop, and 2 to 3 pitchers who are ready-made to make an impact next season. They also need to bring in another bat or possibly two and a couple more pitchers who can give them solid bullpen help. Thought number four, the return of Matthew Morrell for this men's hoops team, along with a top 5 incoming portal class, puts the expectations to not only make the NCAA tournament, but to also win a game or two once they get there. And the last thought of the day, the Rebels have added a few additions to the team since we were last on there. The biggest comes from Conference USA All-Conference defensive lineman Chris Hardy. The Rebels needed to add one more depth piece to the defensive end position, and now they have their guy. All aboard, the Rebel train is about to get cranked up and come into a theater near you.
We'll expand on some of those thoughts and things in the next segment. Plus, again, 426-1093. Get those text messages in now. We'll come up with those midway through the show.
Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we serve thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
What does the farm mean to you? Maybe it's a piece of land for production, crops, or cattle. Or maybe the farm is just a place you can go to relax or enjoy the outdoors. Whatever the farm means to you, First South Farm Credit can help you finance or refinance that perfect piece of land. We've been financing farms and land since 1916 with competitive rates and flexible terms. For more information, go to firstsouthland.com. Equal housing lender.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine board certified surgeons are specially trained for you and your family, from dad's knee replacement to your son's football injury. Leaders in orthopedic care, Oxford Orthopedic can treat any of your orthopedic needs close to home. Locations in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Pontotoc. Official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. To make an appointment, call 662-513-2000. Or visit oxfordortho.org.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Let's talk about Gateway Tire. They've served you since 1929, 54 locations, six different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. It is the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline, 426-1093. We'll get those text messages, maybe an injury report coming up. Zach Berry scheduled to be with us around 6:30. All right, Yancey, where are we going in this little roundtable discussion?
Well, Yancey, one of your points was what the Rebel baseball team needs.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. We better – that's an awful lot what you're asking in the portal. We better hope that some of these kids being a year older is going to make a difference, like Randall and Hill and those guys that have gone through the SEC. They had better advance to
their potential. That's a great point. That's a great point. At some point, you have to allow the development of players, right? You can't just play them a year and then before they really – because we've seen many first-year players – make that proverbial leap, right? That second year. I mean, you look at Kessinger and all that group. I mean, none of them, you know, could hit over their weight that first year. But
I don't think you're going to get seven or eight players in the portal. I think you're looking at a four-player deal, and you better hope that those others that you already have, Smithwick, and we can name a Markle and guys like that, after another year, develop into the players you thought they were when you signed them.
Do you put your job on the line that that's going to happen? Do you not sign other players to at least compete with them and let the best man win?
I think
right?
you have to. I'm saying I don't know that there's that much money to go get eight stud players.
That's another issue. That's another issue.
You obviously have the pulse on that NIL money better than most people.
Yeah.
In the world of baseball, where does Ole Miss stack, do you think?
I think middle of the pack in the SEC, and I don't think they can generate much more, to be honest with you. And
so this kind of goes to the conversation that Yancey and I were having in the table, a little discussion back there. The money, I mean, you really have to – you can't miss almost.
You can't miss.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't miss.
Well,
I mean, you will miss. You're going to miss.
Hopefully, the kids that he signed at the sixth or seventh ranked team, you're going to see a couple of studs come in out of that. This is hopefully. And hopefully, you're going to see guys like Luke Hill and Brandon Randall. Come on, who else?
Trenton Lyons.
Unimark's
got to make that swing adjustment.
Unimark is huge because, I mean, you feel like that's Kemp, even a better defender, right? Because he can play third base, first base, right field, left field. Mm. I mean, he's, you know, that is like the centerpiece, and he's got the size and strength. And, you know, they called him Baby Kemp from the first day he came on campus because he's hitting 450-foot jacks out there. But, you know, they've got to change that swing this all season. He's going to be – he could save Ole Miss a lot of money in the portal is what I'm trying to say, trying to find another bat. You know, possibly they lose their whole outfield right now. But I told Gary that Smithwick's gonna play corner spot unless he can do the catching. You know, we with Ben that works for you had the podcast with Clement, and we were hoping to have Clement on tonight. They're on portal calls right now with some players, so unfortunately can't. But I'd rather him be trying to talk players coming to Ole Miss than talking to us. But you know, he said that Smithwick's going to be playing half and half. He's going to, this at Cape Cod. He's going to play half the games as a catcher and the other half field, in the outfield.
Oh, his bat
he's going to be in there, and that's one of those players that I think is going to make a big jump. Right, I feel very comfortable with Smithwick. If he does not get the proverbial yips back there at catcher salt, he can be a valuable piece at that corner outfield. Right,
sure. And I think, but again, back to my point. There's only so much NIL money, and there's only so many portal kids that are going to want to come to the same place.
Well, Chuck, you say that. I mean, we were working with about, around a million. Some say $1.2 million, some say $1.3 million. I've heard even 800,000, right in that threshold of the NIL with teams that are going 3 or 4 million. Why would we not pull out another million to put into the baseball program, seeing where the roster is right now? Because, I mean, to me, they're kind of doing that.
Well, you go on and write them a check. I think they'll go on and spend it, Yancey. I mean,
you have a budget. You have an overall budget. You have to decide where you're going to spend it.
I mean, and
baseball is very, very – how much are they spending to basketball compared to baseball? I don't want you to give a
– double. Yes.
And you think more? You think basketball is more popular at Ole Miss than baseball? No.
No.
But, and they're getting double or more. Let's be in like quadruple number. Yeah. So why not take – I mean – you know, I don't know. I just don't agree with how they are budgeting the NIL. If you're going to give baseball so little and it's so big. Chucky, they're averaging almost 10,000 fans. We have never – you could build a 30,000-square-foot seat stadium for basketball. You'd never average 10,000 ever. I mean, this baseball is huge at Ole Miss. They have got to increase that budget. Or Bianco's got to do what Beard does, and he's got to go out there, and he's got to be rubbing elbows and taking these high-dollar alumni out to dinners and going to Vegas or going to golf trips to Destin and Old Waverly, and he's going to have to start becoming a fundraiser for his program on the side and say, we got to have this money. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Lane doesn't have to do that because people are going to give the football regardless. But he's going to have to adapt with the times. And that's one of the things about adjusting with the times. That's part of the adjustment is rubbing elbows and going and being a fundraiser. And that's what he's going to have to do if they're not going to give him any more money, because with the money they're getting right now and all the needs they have, all I can say is good luck.
Well, but that goes back to my original point, Yancey. These kids have got to develop. They've got hopefully they've made proper evaluations of these younger kids, the class coming in. The class is going to have another year under their belt, and these kids are going to advance. I mean, if they don't develop, I just don't see that they have a choice. I mean,
how much more development do you expect from Hill at shortstop after 2 years of playing collegiate baseball?
Well, I know he batted 190 for half the year,
but he became the team leader in hitting. He's the only one that hit over 300.
I know, so
he hit 314 SEC play. He's a fine second baseman, but you're gonna have to go spend money on a shortstop. They have got to fix that spot. Do you bank on Smithwick figuring it out there at catcher that quickly by next
know.
All season?
And the other
you
thing
you got to go get a catcher. If you don't improve, because I'm watching all the games everywhere, seeing teams like Tulane and Evans. There's so many teams in there that even Ole Miss was better this season that don't play the schedule to have to get the NCAA tournament like Ole Miss. But the ones in there, what I see consistently from all of them is they are really good at catcher and shortstop.
Of the seven,
that's the consistent.
Up the middle, yeah.
Up the middle.
17 committed in this class. Perfect Games got 7th overall.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
What are we worried about hearing the draft, with those, because there's a couple of shortstops in that mix. There's outfielders in that mix. There's pitchers in that mix. And obviously that's going to be factored into
improvement. Only two guys are worried about. Don't ask me who they are.
Right.
Well, Clement said the good news that I heard was Clement was talking about their, speaking of shortstop, if they can get this guy on in town, Owen Piano.
Right, from Poughkeepsie,
yes,
New York.
Yes, from New York. This guy is dynamic. He's the 6'3", 215, big, long, strong guy. He's put his number up. I've heard close to $3 million right now, and I've noticed he went from preseason middle first round. He's fallen out of the top three rounds on a lot of draft reports. I was wondering.
We went through that last year, Yancey.
Yeah, yeah. Now, that was –
Please,
was,
not again.
I know. But Clement said that he has put his number up so high that the people in the draft, the scouts and the organizations, feel like his heart is in baseball, so they're not going to chance that kind of money and pick on him. I don't know. If he comes, though, now you've cleared up $200,000, really a fifth of your budget, because that's what it's going to take to go get a bona fide shortstop, and that helps cure a lot of problems right there. Mm-hmm. But then you're on the draft, and speaking of the draft, the portal ends, Chucky, before the draft starts.
I know.
Have you seen, of all the dumb things the NCAA has ever done in the history of the NCAA, have you ever seen one more poorly thought of decision than that end the portal before the draft?
Yancey, you know good and well that baseball is the stepchild of the NCAA. I mean, basketball comes first for the NCAA because they get all their money from basketball, from March Madness, and then football because they know everybody gets their money from that.
That you can't set it up for more disaster for these programs to say, okay, the portal ends before you know who's going to leave.
You're arguing about something.
I'm not arguing.
They only get 11.7 scholarships. If baseball meant anything to them, they'd get 20 scholarships.
I know.
I like that discussion. I thought that was a pretty good little few minutes of radio. We'll come back with more of it. Cannon Motors, Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Can you imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings? Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, faresegroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hottie Todd and go Rebs. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford. At Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 20 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Time to talk text messages, injuries, and more. And Zach Berry is on the schedule in the next segment. Gary, Chuck Yancey with you. Cannon Motors, Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. We discussed the spots that the football team has to offer, but then there's others that are asking about basketball recruiting as well. I know you've got, you know, that to maybe dig into a little bit later on, but you have any basketball news you want to answer here in a text message situation?
I mean, Morrell, you know, obviously came back, really solidified the guard positions there. And the question is, you know, are they still going to be able to find a big man, Chucky? I've talked to some sources over there, and they would still like, I mean, they, you know, it's ongoing, as they told me, until the season starts, or even after the season starts. I know they would still like to find another big.
Murrell was a big piece, though.
Even though I
think that his I'm going to be careful how I say this. I don't think he's going to be counted on to be the alpha dog. I think they're going to have several alpha dogs now. And I think Juju and Brakefield's roles are going to be diminished a little bit. Not that they're going to be important. They're still going to be important pieces, but I don't think they're going to be the go-to, you know, well, alpha dogs.
Well, think about that. If Morrell, Brakefield, and Juju are 6-7-8 or 7-8-9, you ought to have a really good basketball team.
I don't know that they'll dip that low. I think you're looking more like 4, 5, and 6, or maybe 5, 6, and 7.
Right.
Well, Chucky, this is the same thing, right? Now, let's put a parallel here to baseball, right? They're bringing in players, so some of those guys can be lesser relied on players. The basketball's model and the baseball, you know, why are they not following that same model? They're not saying, well, let's see if Juju and Brakefield and all of them can continue to develop. They saw something on the field and said, we got to get better. They went and got better, but they had the NIL money to go get better.
Yeah.
So
15 people on a roster compared to however many you get in
35,
baseball.
35, whatever.
And then, as you were talking about, well up to 85 or whatever in football. There's a little difference in that regard.
Well, then full scholarships.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, these baseball kids get half, most of them get half scholarships, 60%, things like that, which I think's always been a joke to me. If you're going to play major college baseball and a school thinks you're good enough to play for them, it ought to be a scholarship, a full scholarship.
Yeah. Well, they brought in some studs, though. Like I said, this is top five portal class. Four of them, you know, belonging in the top 50, 75 players in the country.
Not portal class. Yeah. Signee class.
I'm talking about just a separate portal class is one of the top five in the country. Signing class for high school basketball.
Basketball. I thought you meant baseball.
No, I apologize. In the high school class, I believe they were about 30, 35, but the portal class was top five. So, you know, They had the money to go spend, to go out there and get some impact players. And they've done that. I mean, you look at the guys they brought in. I believe they brought in four guys that averaged over 16 points a game last year. And then you've got Matthew Morrell, who, you know, averaged 16.2 last year. You know, there's going to be some guys that could put the bucket in the hole, but the ball in the hole. But, Chucky, back to the biggest issue last year is rebounding, right? You know, that's – you know, they've got a young – you know, Peace, John Bowl, you know, first guy they've signed, McDonald's, All-American there at the center spot. But how much can you rely on a kid that, you know, as big as round as my pinky?
They're going to have to rely on him a lot.
Right now.
Yeah.
But they brought, you know, they've got some width, too. They brought in a couple of 6'9", 6'8", guys that are 240, 250, which I thought they desperately needed. And you've still got Brakefield, and, you know, so I think they can piece that together.
Malik Dia and Mikael Brown-Jones, both those guys are in that 6'8", 6'9", mold. That's 230, 240. So they've added some meat down low. You know, and Beard, some of his most successful teams there at Texas Tech, they didn't really have a true 6'11", 7-foot center. They had the versatile 6'9 centers that could step out and hit a three and was a little bit more versatile than just a true post player. So maybe he's trying to, you know, kind of get back to that model. We'll see.
Last thing in the text message roll, and then we'll do a quick injury. Walt says, not excited or optimistic at all about baseball. Please give him something to get excited about. I think he wanted coaching change.
Yeah, well, obviously, I think a pitching coach would excite the fan base, a really legitimate, bona fide, you know, experienced, proven pitching coach, Chuck.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that excites me. I mean, because I think that Mike needs to be freed up to do other things, and that's a full-time job.
It is.
Pitching coach is a full-time job.
You look at Tennessee and Mississippi State, and they went got their first real pitching coaches and what they the improvements they saw on the mound, both teams this year. I think that can be a huge
– You know, and there's a lot of people that are saying, well, Mike, you know, he's a micromanager, and he won't give the duty completely up. I totally disagree after talking to him. He wants to give it up. I mean, you know, and now – I'm sure if the guy's not – if he hires the wrong guy and he's not producing, then Mike will take it back over, I'm sure. But, he wants to give it up.
Well, you know, under his leadership, it's always been a developmental program, right? That's the way that he's always – you know, his guys that he recruited, been in the system, he molded. We saw no better illustration than the 22 team, right? That had so much experience growing with one another. So this would give Bianco a little more time to spend developing those players if he's not with the pitchers the whole time.
The whole time, exactly.
CCMOxford.com for Cannon, Cleary, McGraw, the text messages. OxfordOrtho.com for injuries. Oxford Orthopedic Sports Medicine. Got anything on the way out?
Well, I mean, I think the big news to me, Chucky, with everything going on is Simmons. He's back throwing on the football field from the UCL. They called it a sprain. You know, I thought it was interesting that he came out and said, I definitely plan to be back at baseball next season. So he still plans on playing baseball after that injury as well.
That excites me, too. That can get
he could be that third starter. You put him with Mendez and Doyle, and that's a pretty exciting weekend rotation.
Zach Berry after the break.
Like coconuts, you can't break them open, and they smell like ladies lying in the sun.
You know when you discover a new binge-worthy show, or that song you can't help but leave on repeat? You just have to share it with your friends, right? Because who doesn't want to spread awesomeness? Now you know how I feel telling you now about Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan today. It's such a good deal, I couldn't keep it to myself. My past plans have gone as high as $100. Friends don't let friends overpay for wireless. Time to say so long to those overpriced wireless plans and switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And don't worry, Mint Mobile will get all your old stuff off your old phone, including those existing contacts. So don't wait another second. Get your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TOC. That's mintmobile.com/TOC. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to KundryMD.com/energy. And order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's KundryMD.com/energy.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we've served thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody! Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at noworriescars.com.
Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
The Felice Group, a partner in retirement, nearly two decades of expertise helping retirees invest and distribute those savings. They'll help you clients with unparalleled level of service. They deliver results. Locations Ridgeland, Oxford, Little Rock, Baton Rouge. If you want the Felice Group, call 1-877-327-3735. We go to the phone lines to bring into this version of the show Zach Berry again. Hey, dude.
How's it going?
Hey, brother. How are you?
I'm hanging in there after a busy weekend.
And I'm telling you, man, it just seems like it never stops. And you got another one coming up this weekend, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's going to continue to stay like this, I think. It's summer, and then you've got the camp circuit where you've got midweek camps. They have the Friday night light camps, and then you've got a combination of 7-on-7 team activities on the weekends, and then a lot of individual camps. They'll do a lot of endo stuff with certain prospects they might want to get a closer look at, maybe the difference between a camp offer and an actual offer. When someone is on campus and the staff is truly impressed, they get that real offer.
Zach, I went to those camps for 25 straight years, and I can promise you I did not miss those one bit. Speaking of, Zach, since we were last on air, we had a week off last weekend for Memorial Weekend. They picked up three portal players, a pair of receivers in Jordan Smart, out of North Texas, and then Isaiah Hartrup out of I don't even know where he's from, and then Chris Hardy,
Southern Illinois,
Chris Hardy being the big one, the defensive lineman, and then Deion Smith. We learned that he is now going to be eligible. I spoke to one of his camp today, and he said he's going to be arriving this week. So Deion's in the house. Just talk about those three receivers. First of all, start at the receiver spot and start with Deion, and just kind of talk a little bit about the two guys that they picked up out of the portal.
It was pretty consensus across the board when I talked with whether it was Deion himself or Shea Hodge or Mike Espy, anybody that he had worked with, been with the last couple of years. And in the off season, everybody was, hey, he's working his ass off. He's going to get to Oxford. Everybody just needs to relax. And he took care of business on the field. He didn't skip a beat there. He looked just like he did when he was at high school, and then when he was at LSU. And I think that it's something to be excited about if you're an Ole Miss fan. People keep asking, does Ole Miss really need this many receivers? And I think it's a good problem to have. It's kind of the same conversation I'm having with offensive line. It's a good problem to have where you've got to find a spot. Only five guys can start, but you can certainly rotate. I think Deion Smith is going to be a factor in this rotation in the fall. I think it's a healthy pillow to have to kind of fall back on for this offense where Juice Wells is coming off an injury. You're having to, is he going to be full go first kickoff of the year? If not, well, you've got all these other guys there. So I think it's a good issue to have for Ole Miss. And then you look at the other two portal pickups that happened over the weekend and Isaiah Hartrip and Jordan Smart. The first thing that jumps out is just multiple years of eligibility remaining. Hartrip led the Salukis in receiving last season. He had, I think probably one of the better group of five, type years, over 700 yards and six touchdowns. Him and Smart both going to play in the slot. shifty, you know, good route runner type guy. But, yeah, the multiple years of eligibility is what jumped out to me.
Well, first on Juice Wells, I bet you his injury, Chucky, just sped up by a month with the news that Deion's going to be on campus, because we all know, you know, Lane traditionally plays three receivers the majority of the snaps.
Yeah, but that's going to change.
So it's going to be a fight.
That's going to change.
You think it will?
Yeah, I think they're going to be there's going to be more passing this year than last year. And I think with the tempo, they want to go even faster than they went last year. I think you're going to have to rotate guys. I don't think there's going to be any choice. I think it's 5, 6, 7 guys will rotate. Now, certainly Trey Harris, and if Juice is healthy and Deion's healthy and Jordan's healthy, they'll get the bulk of them. But you got Aiden Williams and then the two new Caden guys Lee. And Caden Lee.
Caden Lee probably had the best camp out of everybody.
They're going to play. They're going to play.
Yeah. So, Zach, in football-wise, keeping with the portal here, have you heard of any other positions that might be addressed or that they would like to pick up or best available? Or do they even have any spots left?
It's incredibly hard to try to guess with the 85 number. And, look, you can never count out Lane Kiffin on just adding talent. And that's another thing to look at with the receivers that were added. Is Kiffin's going to add talent whenever he can. It's a matter of, hey, we're just going to get as much talent in this building, and then we'll figure it out. We'll play the best 22. But I don't think he's going to push it too much. I feel like they're in a pretty good spot right now at every position, especially with the addition of Chris Hardy, as you mentioned earlier. You know, talking with some folks, I said he reminded me a lot of Isaac Ukwu. You know, kind of a tweener, you know, size-wise, but very, very physical and can really get after the quarterback. He was pretty, pretty lethal for Jacksonville State a year ago. I think he's going to fit right in and be a nice change-up to what the rest of the defensive line looks like, where you've got the bigger bodies. I think he's going to be a nice edge, kind of a speed rush guy that would be opposite of the Prince Umamielans and the Jared Ivies on the other side. So I think that's a great piece that's been added. But, yeah, I haven't heard any other names, but you can never rule out anybody else being added when Lane Kiffin's involved in the portal.
It's almost an embarrassment of riches at some positions right now, though, Zach, it seems to me like, in particular, wide receiver. But you're right. If another great wide receiver comes along, they'll snatch him. I mean, it's just –
guys, is there another portal window after – I keep calling it 2-a-days from Ben
– No.
Hearing that – no, that it's closed. I mean, that's unbelievable to create that much depth and be able to keep it for next season. And, Zach, as much as depth Ole Miss has this year, and Chucky and Gary, I mean, we all know they are losing a lot after this year. But I really like what they're doing on this high school front. They got right now, Zach, the number 15th rated high school class in the country. I still contend that needs to be in the top 10 by season's end, considering how much they're losing this year. Talk about the newest commitment there, the safety out of Florida.
Yeah, Keon Young from one of the top high school programs in the country. I still think it's one of the best high school nicknames in the country. He's from Lakeland, the Dreadnoughts, which I guess another term for a battleship. It's pretty cool. But, yeah, huge, huge program. They won the 4S state title a year ago. Just a kind of fits what Ole Miss likes in the secondary. New quarterbacks coach Brian Brown and Wes Neighbors are probably going to the safeties coach are going to go at it on where Keon Young will play. But he plays a lot of safety. I talked to a couple coaches down in Florida that played against him, said he's just a ball hawk all over the field, plays a lot of center field, but he also roams closer to the line of scrimmage, so he can come up and run support. He's only about 170, 175, but pretty physical. But you turn on the tape, it doesn't take a scout or anybody to figure out. He's got some legit speed. He had 3 pick sixes a year ago, and just seeing him in the open field, he looks like a return guy. He can run away from people. But a really good get for Ole Miss, a guy that had offers from Tennessee, Georgia, Kentucky, Michigan State. I mean, he had a long, long list of offers, and Had some official visits still on the docket, so it remains to be seen if he will take those. But it's a good sign when you're recruiting at a high level and you're also getting guys in on official visits and getting a commitment before they leave town.
And then we saw, you could tell Lane is still has his eye out on the future. They're going to return some players on the front seven on defense after this season, especially on the defensive line and some of those younger linebackers, Chucky. But the defensive backfield, they lose a lot. They stockpiled a lot of portals, DBs. And look, Zach, I mean, talk about their safety galores. I think three or four four-star safeties coming in this week. Does it seem to me or to you like it does me that they're really focusing in on the defensive backs in this 25 class?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of that, just a little bit of just playing multiple defensively. Pete Golding's going to mix it up, and they're going to want to be able to run out four and five DBs and being able to cover the full width of the football field with the offenses being so up-tempo and rotating so much. I think that's big. Chuck mentioned it, being able to rotate. I mean, with the offensive line group being so deep, you're going to be able to rotate guys. And I think defensively as well, when teams are going up-tempo and stretching the field, you will feel comfortable. Hey, this guy needs a blow. We can put so and so in. No big deal. We don't skip a beat. So I think that's kind of the thought process too. Is hey, once again, just stockpile talent and we'll figure it out from there. But yeah, I think they're definitely going to lose a lot after this year with Isaiah Hamilton, Trey Amos, John Saunders. A lot of the secondary that's older and experienced, and either 1 year, 2 year guys at Ole Miss. They will be gone to the NFL draft, so you got to continue to build that high school depth. I think that's something that's lost in this portal era now, where people see Lane Kiffin and the portal this, portal that. But you look at the roster now. Ole Miss has had a couple cycles where they've been very picky with who they've added at the high school ranks, and they're adding those quality depth pieces that are getting in the system, learning for a year or two, and then playing a lot. You mentioned defensive line. I hear a lot about Jamarius Brown. DJ Holmes, those younger guys, they're going to be true sophomores. They're going to have a shot to get in the rotation this fall.
And then you've got Franklin and Echols.
Yep.
Those guys are the future guys for sure.
Brown's going to be an absolute dog. He could. I mean, I know all about Walter Nolan, that he could end up down the road being the best one of them all. I mean, they are really,
Brown,
really high
Brown's
on that kid.
Brown's the one that Jared Ivey has raved about all offseason. So everybody knows about Cam Franklin and some of the guys that came in this 24 class. But these second year guys, I think you're gonna see a jump in some playing time and just some results.
On the offensive side of the ball, I mean, obviously they're gonna lose Trey Harris, Jordan Watkins, possibly Deion Smith. Who else there? A wide receiver, Chucky? Am I leaving out?
Juice just got 1 year, doesn't he?
Who?
Juice.
Yeah, Juice has just got 1 year, so add him to the equation. They're losing a lot, right? Four out of the six guys. They're bringing in a lot of receivers. You got some coming in this weekend, three, four-star guys. They committed a guy that's made the Polynesian Bowl out of Utah that went to Corral's former high school down there or over there. What are you seeing from the receiver position in this class?
Yeah, I think, once again, it's just going to – I don't want to say first come, first serve, but, I mean, if you're a talented dude that almost believes you fit into what they like to do offensively, then they're going to find a spot for you. You mentioned Jerome Miles, big physical guy, track star, huge frame, but can really run on the track. He's kind of learning how to play receiver. As he goes, had an injury early in the year, played in the state championship game, put up some crazy numbers, and then he's setting records on the track this spring. I think that bigger frame is going to be something that they're going to try to pair a slot, kind of a hybrid guy. Somebody like Winston Watkins, who's expected to be in town this weekend for his official visit. Basically the sales pitch for him, Ole Miss is telling him, like, hey, you can come in and be Elijah Moore. They're both Florida guys. He's got a similar build, similar ability. So they're trying to do that. You know, hey, why don't you emulate this guy that was here and went to the NFL? It's not a bad idea.
All right, Zach, we thank you for coming in and filling us in on all that info yet again, brother.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you, Zach, as always.
All right, fellas, see y'all later.
Take care.
Zach Berry, Ole Miss.
I tell you, it's fun to watch the trend of football now. You saw where Jordan Jefferson signed today for $140 million, and running backs are getting $6 million a year.
Right.
And you're going to see the same thing in college, I think. I mean, I think there's still going to be a premium on good running backs, but because college coaches seem to want to have more balance, but these the wide receivers lies. Are becoming
yeah, because
valuable,
receivers
valuable.
Go 8, 10, 12, 14 years, and running backs are 2 to 3.
Yeah.
And then there's a big drop-off.
Well, plus the offenses are more wide open.
Yeah.
So great wide receivers. Coaches are throwing to open up the run now instead of running to open up the throw.
Yeah.
Grove Collective, my friends, enhance those NIL opportunities for Ole Miss student athletes today.
Oh, she's my baby. Don't you understand? Yeah, I'm a lover, man. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Don't you know she's all right? Don't you know she's all right? She's all right, she's all right.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at noworriescars.com.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Sell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, all. Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Let's talk to you about some Ole Miss news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers, SEC News as well. Van Atkins, the South's leader in the state, jewelry and diamond solitaires, as you know, Chuck there says. She's worth it. Ole Miss Athletics has announced 2024 football reserve season tickets sold out. They said so on Friday. Seventh season ticket sellout in modern football history, first since 2016. Now, of course, there could be some individual games. Some non-conference opponents could send some seats back.
Yeah.
Student tickets are still on sale, but a sellout for those reserved seats.
Yeah, and the students would be a huge demand, too, because, my gosh, I know they haven't announced it yet, but they've even twofold increased the freshman class coming in. It's, the enrollment's going up and up and up. So it's going to be a fun season.
And then Ole Miss men's basketball will participate in the 2024 Ratty Children's Invitational Tournament in San Diego, November 28, 29. Joining Ole Miss, Final Four participant Purdue, Final Four participant NC State, and a sixth seed from the tournament last year, BYU.
It's a big-time tournament.
Yeah.
So those it'll be a two-day event, two games each day, championship in third place will be there at the University of California, San Diego. They'll announce those times. I think television, Fox, and FS1 are going to carry the event.
Find out about our team pretty quick.
In a hurry.
Also helps the, your RPI down the road.
Because there's nothing that's going to hurt right there.
Non-conference schedule is huge for your RPI.
All right, that's a little Ole Miss news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Anything else on the recruiting front?
Yeah, Choctaw County 5-star wide receiver Caleb Cunningham, Gary and Chucky will be in tonight for an unofficial visit. You know, tea leaves, I think, still point towards Starkville, but Ole Miss is going to make them sweat it out. A few unofficial visitors were in town Sunday, and Ole Miss linebacker commit Corey Amos, Holmes Central defensive back target Cortez Thomas, who's been here an awful lot lately, and Colan Community College, LeKendrick James. He's a linebacker out of there. Also, Mississippi State commit Tyshawn Willis was in town yesterday. A trio of high school official visitors were in this past weekend. Columbia, Missouri offensive tackle Taryn Kendrick, DeKaylor, Georgia athlete Jared Kemp, and a recent Ole Miss commit Keon Young out of Florida. Ole Miss could be training for another 4-star defensive back in Jalen Morgan out of Rockdale, Tennessee. The 6-foot, 195-pound corner put Ole Miss in his top five and will be at Ole Miss this weekend. Chattanooga, Tennessee, and Vandy 4-star safety commit. Notice a lot of safeties. Carson Lawrence will also take an official visit to Ole Miss this weekend. Ole Miss 4-star wide receiver commit Jerome Miles out of Utah, who we spoke about earlier, was announced selected to the Polynesian Bowl. And then Alpharetta 4-star defensive end rush edger Julius Holly will visit Michigan on the 7th, Georgia on the 14th, Ole Miss on the 18th, and A&M on the 21st. Ole Miss has been training with him as well. So, again, Lane is really doing his best job yet on the recruiting front this year.
And we finish with the good, bad, and
money whip them.
Yeah.
Money whip them.
Riverland Roofing, they're our local roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs, they've got you covered. Home or business, GAF Master Elite Contractor. Warranties that last a lifetime. Call or text 644-4297 or go to riverlandroofing.com.
I hate this good. Thank goodness baseball season's over with. When your hitting is near the bottom of the SEC, you can win with pitching and fielding sometimes. When your pitching is near the bottom of the SEC, you can win with hitting and fielding sometimes. When your fielding is near the bottom of the SEC, you can win with pitching and hitting sometimes. But when your hitting, fielding, and pitching is near the bottom of the SEC, you can't win, period. And that's what the Rebels did this season. Good. It's also good that in an interview with baseball coach Mike Bianco, he stated he's going to hire a pitching coach so he can concentrate more on the management of the team. Personally, I think that is needed these days in college baseball. The bad, well, I'm the impatient type, and I can't believe it's 3 months before the first football game. At my age, time flies, but the football season can't get here fast enough as far as I'm concerned. This is a loaded roster, and I'm ready to see it work.
I agree with a lot of that. That's why they got to go get some players in the portal, Chucky.
Well, I mean, they're going to get some players in the portal, but they better hope some of these players they already have.
No question.
And some of these freshmen are studs, too.
The draft's going to say a lot with that, I think.
Yeah. Well, it always does. I mean, and it does for everybody else, so.
No doubt.
We can't use that as an excuse.
No, I'm just using it as a fact. I mean, they need to know what they need for next season. So it's going to be hard to budget it, you know, when you have to decide yay or nay on these positions, and you don't know if you're going to need it or not because the draft hadn't come up. But that's the they put themselves in that predicament, so they're going to have to fight out of it.
Well, and I think that the Grove Collective is going to provide them with the money they need to get the job done. They're going to just have to be very selective, and they're going to have to make sure their evaluations are on the money, and the development of the younger guys is on the money, and the pitching coach is a good one, and they can come out of this. They can come out of it.
Yeah. The Major League draft is not till July 14. You got a whole month.
Yeah.
The portal ends when?
Right about the same time.
Yeah, it's before the draft. I know that.
A little bit, the 7th or something.
So it's an extremely important 1 month time right here.
But that's to get in the portal. That's to get in the portal. Once you're in the portal, there's not a time limit.
Sure. But most of the good players don't last long in the portal. That's the problem. The players that Ole Miss need are going to be.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, friends, thanks for joining us on this Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Hotty toddy.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app. Get 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 10 for 10 on items like Lay's Stacks, Rice-A-Roni, and Sparkling Ice Sparkling Water for $1 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.